This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Black Entertainment Television, BET, tonight debuts a show called We Got to Do Better. But it's a relaunch, really, of something that used to be called Hot Ghetto Mess. That was controversial enough to scare a few advertisers. Here's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Anybody who's seen America's Funniest Home Videos, or YouTube for that matter, knows people can't get enough of embarrassing mishaps caught on tape. Tonight, BET follows that tradition with We Got to Do Better. Think of it as a Black America's Funniest Home Videos, which is exactly why some people think the show's not funny. The clips feature African Americans doing bizarre dances, fighting in the streets, and speaking out with something less than eloquence.
Is America ready for a black president?
Well, see, I said like this, man. We got black presidents already.
We do.
This is not our country.
Okay.
In our country, we have black presidents. So, I mean, you know, America's ready for America.
Until Monday, the show was called Hot Ghetto Mess. That's the name of the website that inspired the program. But when critics complained and advertisers got shy, BET made a change. Of course, We Got to Do Better isn't the only show that trades on racial stereotypes. VH1 has made a cottage industry out of injecting dating shows with a hip-hop sensibility. See Flavor of Love, I Love New York, and Charm School. Critics have blasted all three as modern-day minstrel shows. And judging from this scene from I Love New York, it's not hard to see why.
I'm gonna have a penthouse mansion, a construction company, and a talk show.
Oh, God. Who would be your first guest if you had your own talk show?
Who would be my first guest? Hugh Hefner. I want to let him know, it's good that a woman can look good, but you got to put him to work, dog. You got to put him to work. Put him in the kitchen.
But the folks behind We Got to Do Better say they're not aiming to ridicule black people. And they do mix the displays of crazy behavior with commentary that clearly looks down on that behavior. Here's how the show's host, Charlie Murphy, explains the premise in his introduction.
Before you head out with your picket signs and your letters to the NAACP, just hear us out, okay? We want you to think of this show as a little tough love for America. We're here to put on blast those few individuals out there who would make life bad for all of us, and you know who I'm talking about. Those folks, black, white, or otherwise, that do this.
Get out of my business!
So how's that for an angle? We Got to Do Better sees itself as a corrective to shows like I Love New York. We're supposed to think its outrageous antics are meant to inspire people to fulfill the show's title. Yeah, right. Because TV comedy is a great tool for social change. We Got to Do Better may think it's morally superior to those VH1 shows, but give those shows a little credit. They don't take themselves seriously. Sure, they're reprehensible, but at least they don't claim to uplift the race. With We Got to Do Better, BET is trying to take the moral high ground and the low road at the same time. That's not a wise decision for a network that bills itself as the destination of choice for black America. We Got to Do Better proves one thing. BET needs to do a lot better.
TV critic Andrew Wallenstein is an editor for The Hollywood Reporter.